This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. When Jesus was here on earth, he many times clashed with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes over human tradition. And he made the statement that the Jews at the time had done away with the law of God so that they could keep their own traditions. And there are many examples in the Bible where he is talking about the fact that, for instance, the Sabbath has been made a burden rather than a joy due to the restrictions which had been imposed on Sabbath keeping. And then there are other examples talking about the fact that, for instance, people were not supposed to honor their parents anymore, and they could take the money which was owing their parents and give it away as an offering to the temple. And then there are many examples regarding ritual washings which were never ever mentioned in the Old Testament. Now you might say, well, that was then, and what do I have to do with it today? But let me tell you, my friends, modern Judaism isn't that much different from the Judaism at the time of Jesus, which Jesus strongly condemned. I want to give you a few examples today because there is a trend today that Christians want to go back to quote-unquote Judaism and just put Jesus Christ into Judaism. And I want to show you today that that isn't possible at all. Here's an article by GTA, which is actually a Jewish paper, dated April 16. By changing the way a light switch works, the patented kosher switch offers a novel and, its backers say, kosher way to turn light switches and perhaps other electrical appliances on and off during the Sabbath, circumventing one of the Sabbath's central restrictions, the use of electricity. But critics say the kosher switch isn't really kosher for Sabbath at all. Now let me just say, there is nothing in the Bible, nothing at all, which would prohibit the use of electricity. The article goes on to say, at issue is whether the device permissibility for Sabbath relies on a Jewish legal loophole that applies only to extraordinary circumstances like medical or security needs. The loophole, known as a grandma, allows for indirect activation of electronic devices on the Sabbath. How does grandma work? If, for example, a non-life-threatening field fire is burning on the Sabbath, jugs full of water may be placed around the fire to indirectly cause its eventual extinguishing. Drowsing the fire directly, a Sabbath prohibition, is permitted only in life-threatening circumstances. Where in the world do they get that? The Bible nowhere says anything about this at all. It is all based on human tradition, human interpretations, human reasoning. The article goes on to say that many observant Jews also rely upon non-Jews for help circumventing Sabbath restrictions, though such requests for help are forbidden from being expressed explicitly. So rather than asking somebody to please come to your home and to switch on a light, they kind of say it indirectly to invite them to do it without specifically asking for it. Again, what a ridiculous concept. But it gets worse and worse. Here's an article by the New York Times, dated April 25. It says, Israelis frustrated with a lack of public buses on the Jewish Sabbath and holy days hijacked the Facebook page of the transportation minister during Passover. Controversy over public transportation predates Israel's establishment in 1948. Tel Aviv once banned horse-drawn carriages from its main street on Saturdays. But recent efforts to change the status quo, in which buses are idle in all but a few places, have met stiff opposition. Orthodox Jews do not use motor vehicles on the Sabbath and holidays because of prohibitions on igniting fuel, creating sparks, and traveling beyond certain distances. Adherence to these strictures make up perhaps a fifth of Israel's population. Now, my friends, this idea that you cannot ignite a fire on the Sabbath is always being used, and a certain passage in the Old Testament is misapplied to, quote-unquote, justify this concept. We have a booklet, Old Testament Laws, still valid today. And I strongly recommend that you ask for a free copy of it, because it does explain some of these passages in the Old Testament, and it explains them in the right way. It explains them in order to how to apply them today, how they were supposed to be understood, and not based on Jewish tradition, which is totally opposed to what the Bible really says. The Apostle Paul said, I was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, living by Judaism, living by human tradition. I have considered that as dung, so that I can win Christ. Here's another booklet I would recommend that you ask for. It's God's Commanded Holy Days. God's Commanded Holy Days, which also goes into right and wrong Sabbath observances. Because today, people are keeping the Sabbath, even when they are Christians, many times in the wrong way. Sometimes they go too far on the left side, on the liberal side, doing things which they shouldn't be doing. But as I am talking about in this program, many times they have made themselves some restrictions based on human tradition, human reasoning, which is not in accordance with the Bible. And so, in a sense, they fall into the trap of conservative Judaism. Now, at the same time, the Jews also have become extremely liberal on other matters. And I want to give you an example now how this applies. Here's again an article by GTA dated April 22, and it has to do with same-sex marriages. And it says here that Jews are overwhelmingly supportive of same-sex marriage. 47% said they strongly favor allowing same-sex couples to marry legally, and 30% said they favor it. 9% of respondents said they oppose gay marriage, and the same percentage said they strongly oppose it, which means that about 77% are in favor and 18% only are opposed to it. And the article goes on to say that after Buddhists, Jews were more likely than any other religious group to support gay marriage. But you see, in accordance with the Bible prohibits very clearly gay marriage. There's no question, no doubt about it. Again, we have a free booklet on the keys to happy marriages and families, which goes into that issue. But it gets worse. Here's an article by The Time of Israel, dated April 24, dealing with transgender. It says, for Judaism, all this talk of transgender is old hat. And they go on to say that even the biblical creation of the world could be interpreted through a transgender lens. That's how rabbis interpret it. They give this example, according to a rabbi, that at the time God created the first man, he created him androgynous. And listen what that means, according to them. As stated in Genesis 1:27, God created him in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And here comes the Jewish tradition. When God created the first man, he created him with two faces and sewed them apart and made them with two backs here and two backs there. Have you ever heard that kind of a nonsense before? I hadn't, but I am shocked to understand that at least parts of Judaism believe this nonsense. God created man, a male, Adam, and out of the man, he created the woman. There has nothing to do with transgender. The article goes on to say that most streams of progressive Judaism accept and welcome the transgender community with open arms. There are a growing number of transgender rabbis who are spearheading the creation of new rituals. The warning, my friends, for all of us is very clear. Let's not fall for wrong concepts. I don't care where they come from. But keep your nose in the Bible and read what the Bible says. And don't listen to these human traditions, whether they are from the right or from the left, which do away with the law of God or which make it a burden, which liberalize it. A true Christian has God's spirit within him, which is a spirit of a sound mind. It's a spirit of balance. If you are not a balanced person, chances are God is not leading you. And it is high time that you are submit to God, and that you are submitting to God, so that he can lead you and show you the right kind of balance in your Christian life. Our free booklets, which are offered today, will help you, and so I ask you again to please request free copies of them. And I thank you very much for listening. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.